This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 206. Today, JR asks, how long do you expect the trend for people preferring a series to continue? JR, I have no idea. Don't know at all. Don't know how to predict it. Don't see any solid evidence of its turning yet. My gut instinct is that a few more years it'll turn around, and that's just based on the rhythms of history and the way that people's tastes tend to ebb and flow. But it's purely a gut instinct call. I've got nothing really substantive to back it up, so take it for what it's worth, which is, not much. Since this one is so short, I'm going to give you another little bit of interesting that came up at a dinner party recently with a bunch of other authors who were talking about craft, and we came upon something rather interesting. So here you go. Today I bring you live from my living room a social gathering with a bunch of other writers, and we've gotten to talking about how discovery writing works as a process. Terry Mixon, author of Empire of Bones and co-host of the Dead Robot Society, has just come up with the greatest ever metaphor for explaining how discovery writers like me and him can just sit down and run with a story without outlining the thing. Terry.
Hi, Dan.
Howdy.
My idea on how this works is, for me, stories are about character and about the events that happen in these characters' lives. And I think that before the story actually starts, having an idea of who these people are and what the events that have shaped their lives is very important in how the story is going to progress, because it's going to set the tone for all the dominoes that are going to fall further on. And the metaphor that I've come up with for that is the golf swing. The story starts when the club hits the ball, but the part that is important for where that ball goes is the backswing, the characters and the personalities and the plot events that have shaped their lives. That's the part that's going back. And when it comes forward, it's inevitable at that point that the characters will behave in a certain way based on the trajectory that their lives have been given.
And then the slings and arrows of the plot would be the crosswinds and the sand traps and whatnot of the ball as it travels downrange.
Exactly so.
Excellent. Well, that's probably one of the shorter NanoCast episodes ever, but thought you guys might find it useful. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.